居行如雨。 Listen and share。
大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事。
Our Attic。
我家的阁楼。
It must have taken 3/4 of an hour to get the first 11 nails out.It was a warm afternoon, and my salty sweat was starting to drip down my forehead and burn my eyes. I was just drying off my eyes when I thought I heard something from inside the space. A rustling noise. And the noise, however slight, was a noise nonetheless. This could only mean one thing, that something was moving in there, just a few feet from where I was now sitting.The look on my son's face was transformed to a bored look, to one of slight fear. Perhaps he was somehow in tune to my thoughts, or maybe he could also sense that things were not quite right with this attic. I considered simply nailing the board back into place, yet part of me could not do that. I simply had to know. So I took a deep breath and worked on the last nail.It slipped from the place it had obviously been situated in years. The board came free. The first thing that we became aware of was a smell. It reminded me of rotten meat, as there were no lights put into the space. I sent Jonathan back down to the garage to retrieve the most powerful flashlight I own.He raced down with the exuberance of a 10-year-old and was back moments later. Jonathan looked at me. I looked at Jonathan. Well, he said, are you going in or not?
I 用了差不多45分钟才把前11根钉子拔出来。那天下午很暖和，汗水从我的前额淌下来，流到了眼睛里。我正揉眼睛的时候，觉得听到了什么声音从里面传出来，好像是一阵沙沙的声音。那声音很轻，但是却很清晰，离我现在坐的地方几英尺以外的阁楼里，一定是有什么东西在动。我儿子脸上无聊的表情消失了，此时看上去似乎有点害怕。也许是他看出了我在想什么，或者他也感觉到了阁楼里面并不是正常情况下的安静无声。我本想简单的再把木板钉回去了事，但是不愿意那样做，我想要看个究竟。我深深的吸了口气，去拔最后一根钉子。当我把它从墙壁里面拔出来时，木板掉到了地上，明显能看出来这块板子被钉上去有很多年了。接下来的第一件事就是我们闻到了里面的气味，就好像是一堆烂肉所散发出来的。阁楼里面没有灯，于是我让乔纳森下楼去车库把最亮的手电筒拿来。他以一个十岁孩子最快的速度冲下楼去，不一会儿就回来了。乔纳森看着我，我也看着他，他问我，你到底进不进去？现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
It must have taken 3/4 of an hour to get the first 11 nails out.
我用了差不多45分钟才把前11根钉子拔出来。
It was a warm afternoon, and my salty sweat was starting to drip down my forehead and burn my eyes.
那天下午很暖和，汗水从我的前额淌下来，流到了眼睛里。
I was just drying off my eyes when I thought I heard something from inside the space.
我正揉眼睛的时候，觉得听到了什么声音从里面传出来。
A rustling noise. And the noise, however slight, was a noise nonetheless.
好像是一阵沙沙的声音。那声音很轻，但是却很清晰。
This could only mean one thing, that something was moving in there, just a few feet from where I was now sitting.
离我现在坐的地方几英尺以外的阁楼里，一定是有什么东西在动。
The look on my son's face was transformed to a bored look, to one of slight fear.
我儿子脸上无聊的表情消失了，此时看上去似乎有点害怕。
Perhaps he was somehow in tune to my thoughts.Or maybe he could also sense that things were not quiet right with this attic.
也许是他看出了我在想什么，或者他也感觉到了阁楼里面并不是正常情况下的安静无声。
I consider simply nailing the board back into place. Yet part of me could not do that. I simply had to know.
我本想简单的再把木板钉回去了事，但是我不愿意那样做。我想要看个究竟。
So I took a deep breath and worked on the last nail.
我深深地吸了口气，去拔最后一根钉子。
As it slipped from the place it had obviously been situated in years, the board came free.
当我把它从墙壁里面拔出来时，木板掉到了地上，明显能看出来这块板子被钉上去有很多年了。
The first thing that we became aware of was the smell.
接下来的第一件事就是我们闻到了里面的气味。
It reminded me of rotten meat.
就好像是一堆烂肉所散发出来的。
As there were no lights put into the space, I sent Jonathan back down to the garage to retrieve the most powerful flashlight I own.
阁楼里面没有灯，于是我让乔纳森下楼去车库把最亮的手电筒拿来。
He raced down with the exuberance of a 10-year-old and was back moments later.
他以一个十岁孩子最快的速度冲下楼去，不一会儿就回来了。
Jonathan looked at me. I looked at Jonathan. Well, he said, Are you going in or not?
乔纳森看着我，我也看着他，他问我，你到底进不进去？讲解一下相关的语言点。
Three quarters of an hour,
三刻钟，也可更简单的写成 three quarters。
Fan,
影迷、歌迷、狂热者。那么用什么可以修饰这个词表达更深层次的狂热呢？文章中作者用了 big， 这是我们应该学习的。
horror movie，
恐怖电影。以下是常见的其他类型电影的英文表达方式。
comedy，
喜剧片。
tragedy，
悲剧片。
swordsman film，
武侠片。
a fictional film，
爱情片。
actioner，
动作片。
Remind of，
提醒，使记起。
Remember 也有回忆起的意思，
但是两个词的意思是不同的。
Remind 着重说明由于受到提醒或启发而想起往事，而 Remember 指过去的事情仍在记忆当中，不必费劲就能想起，
要注意区分。
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。